we met in his
we lived in the quad
dorm. Yeah, I was dating somebody. I was dating his roommate, and he was dating some really tall blonde girl. And then we started talking, and then he saved me a seat in chemistry 2 days later, and that was it.
Over at Bennett Hall. That's right. Yeah, I remember that really well. So anyway,
and,
so
and we were there when they went from you cannot wear pants down in the cafeteria, you know, down in Hill Hall or any place else, and guys had to wear jackets and we had to wear skirts.
Yeah, to go to dinner at Houston Hall, the regular freshman dinner, you had to go back and get dressed in a coat and tie. Just the normal dinner. That was what it was. And you couldn't even come down in Hill Hall in pants.
No,
not
but
allowed.
You couldn't
and you couldn't go to class in pants.
But you could go to breakfast with your curlers and your robe.
Yeah.
But not
women were not
pants.
Allowed to wear pants
yes.
at class.
Yes. And then there were the sit-ins in the Vietnam War, all that, everything. And then when we left, you know, you could wear pants. You could wear blue jeans all the time.
And also, it's interesting. I don't know if you know anything about the Vietnam War demonstrations, but, you know, they were started in Columbia in, like, 68. And then they sort of came here, but we always joke that Penn students didn't really know how to do a sit-in because they would go to College Hall and they would sit in and it would become time for class and they would leave and go to class.
Right.
They didn't really quite get it, you know, how to do a sit-in, so it's kind of interesting.
It's a good school.
Yeah, that's right.